Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it's a blessing, and an honor to be coming to you today with Power in the Word. And you know that I do believe that there is power in the Word of God. There is transforming power in the Word. And when you get into the Word and let that Word get into you, that Word can make a difference in your life. I'm talking about an impact that will change your life, your family, your future. An impact that will change the world. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. And I want to talk today about anger. I want to talk about anger. As you know, I've been dealing with some current issues on my last couple of programs. I've talked about IMIS and the Rutgers basketball team. I've talked about hip-hop and what we can do about the phenomenon of hip-hop in our nation today. And I am going to talk today about anger and the negative impact that anger can have on our lives. This is a call-in show. You can call in. The call-in number is 646-652-4832, because I do believe that you have something to say about the topic of anger and the impact that anger can have on your life if it is not controlled, if it is out of control. Amen. Amen. And praise God. I believe in the power of prayer. So let us pray. Father God, I praise your holy name. Lord, I worship you. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord. And I just take this time to acknowledge you and to just basically ask that you come in, and take control of this 30 minutes while I am here on the air with Power in the Word. I pray, Father God, that you will speak to me, speak through me, and let the listeners have ears to hear what you will have to say on the topic of anger on today. Father God, we want to glorify your name in all that we do and all that we are and everything that we even attempt to do, Lord. We want our lives to be made magnificent in your presence according to your perfect will for our lives. So, Father God, I pray and ask that you will continue to bless the hearts of all who listen to Power in the Word. Continue to give us the strength to go forward and do the things that you have called us to do. Give us the courage to make the necessary changes and give us the wisdom to know what it is that you would have us to move forward and do. So, Lord, at the end of the day, we will continually praise your name. We will be sure to make sure that we have glorified your name, and we will not take praise for ourselves, God, any more than you will allow us, but we will give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in the precious name of Jesus Christ. I pray right now, Father God, for all who are sick. I pray that you will heal their bodies. I pray for everybody who may have a need in their lives, Father God, that you will, Father God, begin to meet the need as they seek the kingdom of God and your righteousness, that you will meet every need according to your word. I pray against the spirit of confusion right now. I pray that you will replace confusion with peace, joy, and wisdom. I pray, Father God, for every person, Father God, who's in turmoil on today, Father God, that you will release them and loose them into the joy that is to be provided in being in relationship with you. So, Lord, I thank you and I praise you. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I lift up this prayer. Amen. Amen. And praise God. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you with Power in the Word. And I want to talk to you about anger today. You know, I talked about having peace, because what happens is so often we just don't have any peace. We don't have any peace, and not having peace can really be a battlefield for the enemy to come in and have his way in your life, where God will not be in control, but the devil will be in control, and there will be none of that, especially if you are a child of God. God does not want you to live like that. God has a better plan for you, and it does not include you being it does not include you being angry and bitter and resentful all the, and complaining all of the time. God wants you to have peace and joy. He wants you to have praise on your lips. Amen. He wants you to continually be in a state of praising him for the great things that he is doing and has done in your life. Let's talk about this thing, though, a little bit. I know that I'm going the long way around, but I want to talk about anger because last on Monday, I wanted to talk about Cho and the Virginia Tech catastrophe that occurred on last week. So many students were gunned down and faculty members were murdered on that day, and this young man even took his own life. He had a desire to die, and he was not going to go out alone. He took some people with him, and my heart goes out to the families of all who were impacted by this tragedy. It's something that you wonder, where was God in all of this, and why does even God allow some of these things to happen? And I just want to reassure you that God is there. God is always with you. God is everywhere. He's all-knowing and ever-present. He is everywhere. And he knows exactly what's going on in this nation. The unfortunate thing about it is that we have free will. And when you have people who are angry, they believe and they are deceived into believing that they have the power, they have the ability, they have the right. That's the word that I was searching for. People actually believe that they have the right to make other people suffer just because they're suffering. And, you know, that's a messed up mentality. That is a messed up mentality. And I want to know what you think about this, what you think about whether or not people have the right to make other people suffer just because they are suffering or just because they are miserable. A lot of us believe that we have the right to make other people miserable just because we're miserable. And this plays out even in your life. And I'm going to show you how, because I know that I'm not the only one that's been miserable before and wanted some company. Misery loves company. But I want you to call me and talk about this. The number is 646-652-4832. Let me start with a scripture. I'm going to go to the book of James. If you have your Bible, turn with me to the book of James, chapter 1. James, chapter 1, verse 20. I'm going to start with verse 19. Verse 19 says, "My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word of God planted in you, which can save you." And that's it in a nutshell. The Bible tells us to be quick to listen to words of wisdom, be slow to speak. Don't be so quick to respond to accusations or somebody's coming against you, someone's attack against you. Don't be so quick to speak out. And it tells us here in the book of James to be slow to become angry. Why? There's always a reason for why God tells us to do what he tells us to do. It's for our own safety. He says, because the anger, for man's anger, does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. When you are angry, chances are rare that you will do the right thing. I'll say it again. When you are angry, chances are rare that you will do the right thing. How many times have you lashed out at someone because you were angry and that person had nothing to do with your being angry? Come on now. Come on. I know I'm talking to somebody out there on today. I am not the only one that has been angry. I have been angry at somebody and lashed out at the people that were closest to me just because they were available, just because it was convenient for me to take my wrath out on them. No, it was not right. No, it did not bring about the righteous life that God requires. No, it was not fair, but that was just the way that it happened because I had an attitude and I wanted to make other people suffer with me. I was miserable. And I wanted somebody to be miserable right along with me. You know what really used to upset me was when I was having a bad day, and this was before I became a woman. This is while I was still very immature in Christ. I was still a child, and I thank God for maturity in the word. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's where I want to take you. I want to take you to another dimension in God. I want to take you to another level in your maturity. Amen. I want to tell you that you do not have the right to lash out at people just because you're angry or just because you're having a bad day. You do not have the right to make other people suffer with you. When you do that, you're just as bad as someone who actually takes a gun and kills somebody. I said it because words can do a whole bunch of damage. You can mess somebody up by the words that you speak out of your mouth. And this man from Virginia Tech, this student, this young man, he was so angry that he wanted to make other people suffer with him. So he went and got some guns and got some bullets, and he took some very bad action and made some people suffer, and he tried to justify it by saying that he was the persecuted. Thereby, he was going to get revenge. And for some reason, he compared himself to Jesus Christ. And I said it on Monday, the devil is a liar. Jesus Christ never killed anybody. The word of God is not for us to go out and declare war. You are not supposed to go out and declare war and take lives. You do not have the right to take someone's life. Amen. Amen. And praise God. And nor did this man have that right, and he did not even have the right to take his own life, because the Bible tells us that we are not our own. We are bought with a price, and that price is the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed so that we can have life eternally and abundantly. Amen. But let's talk about you. Let's talk about you. And again, I told you, you can call in the number 646-652-4832. And I was thinking about Devon, who called in on last week, and he said, "Pastor Rebecca, what's up? You're sounding all somber and everything." And that's it. I'm serious. I am serious about what I do. I take it very seriously. I'm not here just to hear myself talk. Contrary to what some people may believe, I am not on internet radio just to hear myself talk. I am here because this is the call, part of the call that is on my life. I'm supposed to do international ministry, and the internet is one way that the Lord has opened up for me to do this ministry. I also do ministry in the church within the four walls of New Creation Christian Ministries and any other church that will have me. And I'm going to speak the truth. Anytime that I stand up to speak, you better believe that I'm going to be speaking the truth. Amen. So, and I do women's ministry. And what women will say is that this woman is for real. She keeps it real. And I believe in keeping it real. Amen. But I want to talk about you. I want to talk about you and your anger. How do you act when you're angry? Do you throw a tantrum? Do you go somewhere and sit in the corner and sulk? Do you give someone a silent treatment? Maybe your husband? Do you yell at your children? Do you take it out on your employees or your coworkers, your colleagues? Do you take it out on your friends? Do you pick a fight with your husband or your wife? How do you act when you're angry? That's what I want to ask you. Do you say words that are harmful, that cannot be taken back? Let me tell you, guard your lips. Guard the words that you speak from your mouth, because they can destroy someone and you can't take it back. Once it's out of your mouth, once it is released from your lips, the gates of your lips, and is received into someone's ear gates, those words have done what you sent them to do. That's how powerful words are. God spoke creation into existence. That's how powerful the spoken word is. Do not speak words that can destroy someone. Use your words to exhort, to encourage, to edify. And when you are angry, if you have a propensity to attack people with your words, then I'm going to advise you to take a chill pill, go into a quiet place, pray, and ask God to give you peace in the middle of that situation, and count to 10, 20, 100, 1,000, 2,000, a trillion until you get the peace that surpasses all understanding that is made available to you when you come to God in prayer. Amen. Do not take your anger out on the people around you. Amen. That anger will be harmful to those people, and you can't take it back. They once said, when I was growing up, they said, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never harm me. Words will never harm me. And again, that's a lie. That is not true. Words have great power. They can harm, they can tear down, they can destroy, or they can build up. And you have to choose what you're going to do with the words that come out of your mouth, which are coming out of your heart. Because the Bible tells us that out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. And I want to tell you, if you're speaking hurtful words, you need to go to God. You need to go to God and lay on your face and say, Lord, prepare in me or create in me a pure heart. You need to check yourself and check your heart and ask God to purify your heart. Ask God to cleanse your heart, to purge your heart. And you know what may be the problem with your heart? If you're speaking harmful words, I'm going to show you in the scripture. Turn to the book of Ephesians. I'm going to show you in the scripture what the problem may be with your heart. If you're speaking harmful words, if you have hatred against anybody. If you hate somebody, there's a problem. If you have in your heart, I can't stand that person. And every time that person comes into your presence, there's a problem. And you need to work on it. You really need to work on it. No, this is not a bless me with financial or material goods. This is a spiritual bless me word that I'm giving you on today. This is for your spiritual well-being. 3 John 2 says, Beloved, I pray that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper. So I'm talking to you right now about soul prosperity. Amen. Your mind, your will, and your emotions. That's what I'm talking to you about on today. And anger will impact all of these. It will impact the way that you think, the decisions that you make, and the way that you feel. So I'm talking to you about spiritual prosperity. Amen. Amen. But let's look in the book of Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. And if you don't have your Bible, write these down and read them when you get the opportunity. Verse 26 says, In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold. Amen. Amen. You have to realize that if you allow anger to sit with you, if you do not immediately release that anger, then what will happen is that anger will take root in your heart and begin to grow into a very unfruitful plant. It will begin to develop weeds of resentment, weeds of bitterness, weeds of hatred, weeds of distress, weeds of depression, weeds of discouragement, and then you will begin to have a drought, a spiritual drought. So instead of prosperity in your heart, you will have drought. You will have lack. You will, because when you have these weeds, what they do is they choke off your connection with God. They choke off your joy. They choke off your peace. They choke off your love. Amen. And now you're walking in the flesh and not in the spirit. Now you have allowed the devil to get a foothold in your life, and now the devil is in control. Not you, not God, but the devil is in control. So that's why the Bible tells us clearly in the book of Ephesians to not let the sun go down while you are still angry. What can you do? What can you do? When you get angry, the first thing that you're going to have to do is immediately, and I just snap my fingers, you have to immediately forgive the person who has erred against you and created this angry root in your heart. Amen. You have to kill that seed. It's a seed. Anger is a seed that will develop and grow into a plant that can take total control of your life. Amen. It will develop and grow into a weed. And you, the only way that you can get rid of a weed is to pull it out by the root. So I want to talk to you about that old anger that you've been holding on to. And you can call me. I'm still talking. I'm doing a commentary, but I'm open for your comments. You have a prayer request. You want me to pray with you? Call me. You have something to add to what I'm saying? Call me. The number is 646-652-4832. But I want to talk to you about that old anger, that old anger. You know, you're mad at your father because he abandoned you, or you're mad at your mother because she left your father, or you're mad at, you know, somebody that hurt you a long time ago, someone that did something that really, really hurt you. You may be mad at your husband for walking out on you, or your wife for cheating on you with your best friend, or somebody. She may have cheated on you with somebody. You may be mad at someone who stole a boyfriend from you, or somebody who took some money and didn't pay it back, someone who borrowed some money from you and didn't pay it back. Or maybe you're mad at someone who was supposed to be in your corner, and then it turned out that they were not in your corner. Maybe you're mad at someone who jilted you. You were supposed to marry this person, and they got cold feet and backed out, or you found out that they were not the person that they were supposed to be. Maybe you're just mad. You're just mad. Maybe you don't even know why you're mad, but you're just so angry, and you find yourself falling into depression because you're so angry. I want to tell you that at the root of that anger, there's a seed of unforgiveness. You have to forgive. You have to forgive, and it's not easy to forgive people who have done you wrong. You may say, Pastor Rebecca, that person does not forgive, does not deserve to be forgiven by me, and I'm going to agree. Most likely than not, more likely than not, the person who hurt you does not deserve to be forgiven. But, you know, what I want to say to you is you deserve to be released from this bondage that you have allowed yourself to be put in because you're angry at someone and you won't let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Forgive that person. And you don't have to call the person on the phone and say, you know, I forgive you for what you did to me 18 years ago. Or I forgive you for walking out on me. Or I forgive you for cheating me out of my money. You don't have to call the person and forgive them. You can release it. Words have great power. Just release the words and say, I forgive so-and-so for what they did to me. And what you have just done is spoken the release over your life. I'm not speaking words into the universe. I'm talking about speaking words out that you can hear into your ear gates so that you can receive that you have forgiven that person. And now you're free to go on. You are releasing yourself in your heart. In your heart, make up your mind. Make up your mind in your heart that you're going to forgive that person and move on. See, the problem with Cho, the guy from Virginia Tech, is that he harbored anger on top of anger on top of anger, unforgiveness on top of unforgiveness, and he just wouldn't let it go. Everybody was an enemy. Everybody who was rich was an enemy. Everybody who was white was probably an enemy. Everybody who was black was probably an enemy. Everybody who never sat at the lunch table with him became an enemy. Every student in that university was an enemy because he had harbored this unforgiveness in his heart, and in the end, it did not bring about the righteous life that God required, and he lost his life. And the Bible tells us that we can't do it. We just can't live like that. We're not supposed to let the sun go down on our anger. Don't go to sleep mad at someone, and this tears down a lot of marriages, because we're going to bed mad. We're going to bed angry. And mad is for dogs. That's what my mother used to tell me when I used to say I was mad. She said, dogs go mad. They begin to foam at the mouth and they go mad. But sometimes human beings go mad. We begin to foam at the mouth. We lose control. Have you ever like snapped and lost it? I know I have. I've been mad. I've lost it. I have lost it to the point where I have said some things that I regretted later. And I want to tell you, you don't have to live like that. That's bondage. And Christ died so that you could be free and free indeed. This word is for empowerment and not for enslavement. Amen. So I want to talk to you about that anger. I want to exhort you right now in the name of Jesus to let it go. Let it go. Whoever you're angry with, let it go. Release it. And I know I'm laboring this point. I'm sticking with it because I want to convince you that you deserve a better life. You can't be free until you release the anger. You can't be free until you forgive. And the same token, by the same token, you said that that person doesn't deserve to be forgiven, but neither did I deserve to be forgiven for all of the nasty, ugly, dirty, stinking things that I have done in my life. But God forgave me. He forgave me just by my asking for forgiveness, just by my repenting. God forgave me, and neither did you deserve to be forgiven for all of the things that you have done, but God has forgiven you if you have repented and received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Amen. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go before you hurt somebody. Let it go before you hurt yourself. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. God has a better plan for you. He says in the book of Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope for your future, or a hope and a future. Amen. You have to know that you've been commanded to forgive. You must forgive and release the anger and keep moving forward. Amen. God has a great plan. And anger is not a part of that plan. Amen. Amen. I want to go to the book of Proverbs and just share a few of the Proverbs with you. You can still call in. You have a few minutes. The number is 646-652-4832. But I'm going to, while I'm waiting for you to call, I'm going to go to the book of Proverbs. I love you. I just love you. That's why I do what I do. Amen. Because I have the love of God for you in my heart. And when you release that anger, you're going to have so much joy. How to deal with people that are trying to make you angry. Amen. To prevent anger. Proverbs 15:1. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Amen. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. If you want to prevent anger, what you do is instead of answering a fool according to his folly, you go ahead and give them a sweet and gentle answer. Amen. Amen. Proverbs 29:11. Proverbs 29:11 says, a fool gives full vent to his anger, but a wise man keeps himself under control. Amen. Amen. You're going to be foolish or are you going to be wise? That's a choice that only you can make. Amen. That was Proverbs 29:11. Amen. Be a wise man and keep that anger under control. How do you do that? By forgiving. Immediately release the person that has made you angry. Oh, you will get angry. Amen. You will get angry, but you have to realize that you don't have to be under the control of that anger. Amen. And Proverbs 30:33 says, for as churning the milk produces butter, and as twisting the nose produces blood, so stirring up anger produces strife. Amen. Let it drop. Don't stir up the anger by feeding into the conflict or feeding into the argument. If somebody's coming at you and they're trying to argue with you, then you go ahead and you give them a kind answer. And if they offend you, you go ahead and you forgive them. Amen. Because you don't need strife in your life. Amen. You have the power to control the strife that comes into your life because you're blessed. You're too blessed to be stressed. Amen. Because strife produces stress. And I just said that you are too blessed to be stressed. Amen. Are you receiving the word on today? I pray that you receive the word on today. God doesn't want you to live like that. He has better for you than that, amen, than for you to be controlled by anger, unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment, stress, and strife, amen. He wants to give you a brand new life through Christ, amen, amen. So go ahead and release the anger, release the anger. Remember that God has a better plan. Go ahead and make the most out of every single opportunity until we meet again. And remember that God loves you, and so do we. Here at Power in the Word. Peace.